The St. Paul District Commander for the 321. The St. Paul District Commander for the Army Corps of Engineers says he's confident federal money will be there for the FM Area Diversion Project. Colonel David Kaprowski told the legislature's Interim Water Topics Overview Committee the diversion project was one of six new project starts okayed by the Corps.
Giving us one of those six new starts really demonstrates a federal commitment to this project, and that's important.
Kaprowski says a $5 million appropriation from the Corps will start the ball rolling on the project. He says the plan is to award the first construction project this fall. That will be for the diversion inlet control structure. But he told the committee the language in the authorization requires the environmental impact statement being prepared by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources to be completed. Kaprowski says that's scheduled to be completed in May.
We are confident that we can do that. We work very closely with the Minnesota DNR. We have since 2012 when they started their EIS process. And we continue to. We are, in fact, deeply involved in that process. And so I am confident that we can get over this hurdle and move on.
Kaprowski says there's no way to say for an absolute certainty that the rest of the federal money will be forthcoming in the future.
But I will say this. There were six construction new starts nationwide, and we got one of them. To my way of thinking, you don't spend one of your six if you don't mean it.
Under the approved P3 plan, meaning the public-private partnership plan, the Corps will build the intake and the southern embankment, and the diversion channel will be the responsibility of local sponsors and the developer. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.